Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild tonight, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze keeps things pleasant. A warm evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, a security source tells Israel Hayom that the U.S. may escalate attacks but aims to avoid intense war, focusing instead on maintaining maritime trade and protecting the Red Sea. Also, the IDF spokesperson responds to criticism of the chief of staff in an interview with Walla, calling it cheap criticism that harms the entire organization. Also this hour, Times of Israel reports Iran has instructed the Houthis to close the Red Sea oil route if the U.S. targets its power network, threatening missile and drone attacks near the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. Separately, Netanyahu cancels his planned U.S. visit after a meeting with Trump failed to materialize, according to I-24 News. And finally, Axios reports Fetterman threatens to leave the Democrats if the party becomes anti-Israel. Here's what people are saying online. I24NEWS English posted just minutes ago that there is uncertainty over the expansion of the Abraham Accords, but the intention remains to keep them active. Israel Defense Forces announced 20 minutes ago the elimination of Nihad Riad Abdul Rahim Arouk, a Hamas commander involved in planning attacks against IDF troops and Israeli civilians. Memory posted earlier today about the Lahore conference supporting an Iran-led axis of resistance against what they call U.S. Zionist wars. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the security situation, Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. could ramp up military actions to secure maritime trade routes. This focuses on the strategic Bab al-Mandeb Strait. Two Gulf states are reportedly involved in these efforts. Such actions aim to stabilize a crucial global shipping lane, vital for international trade. Turning to internal affairs, the IDF spokesperson told Walla that criticism of Chief of Staff Zamir was unjustified. The spokesperson defended Zamir's recent warning letter, emphasizing the importance of unity within the organization. This highlights ongoing tensions within Israel's military leadership. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reveals Iran's plans to disrupt the Red Sea if the U.S. strikes its power network. The Houthis, allies of Iran, could target shipping routes, escalating tensions in the area. This move could severely impact international oil shipments and escalate regional conflict. In political developments, I-24 News reports that Netanyahu's U.S. visit was cancelled following an unmet meeting with Trump. This decision marks a shift in diplomatic engagements for the Israeli Prime Minister. It reflects changing political dynamics and priorities. Finally, Axios highlights Fetterman's warning to the Democrats about their stance on Israel. His comments underscore the growing debate within U.S. political circles about foreign policy. This could influence future U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, CTech reports Instacart's acquisition of Israeli AI startup Arpalus. This move will enhance real-time shelf intelligence in supermarkets, marking Instacart's first Israeli acquisition. Separately, Israel Hayom Business warns of stagnation in the housing market. Despite falling interest rates and lucrative deals, housing prices remain stable, leaving potential buyers in a wait-and-see mode. And finally, Globes discusses ongoing talks between Rafael and Volkswagen. Despite Qatari opposition, efforts continue to convert a Volkswagen plant for Iron Dome truck production, showing the complexities of international business collaborations. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.